Dunes in Garden City. And they took third as a team there, had a really good showing there. And one of those seniors joining us here on the show this evening is senior Connor Armendariz. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad, Adam. How about you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, Monday feels like a long time ago, but it's only 48 hours. But you got the season started off, and you had a pretty good day there, didn't you?
I played some holes pretty good and some holes not too good.
Yeah, that's part of it, though. But for a first meet, you had to like to have kind of a starting point for the year.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot better than last year, so that's not saying a lot, but we're somewhere.
Well, improvement along the way, though. But what are some things that you've worked on here to get you prepared for this senior season?
We've really been working on my swing because it's not the best, and just kind of keeping it in the fairway.
Okay. Well, did you try go out golf today?
Golfed inside on a simulator.
All right. Well, I was just curious, if you were to golf outside and golf to the south, would your ball land in Garden City?
I don't think so, but it'd go pretty far.
Yeah, well, it'd be close. I mean, that wind, boy, that's carrying it pretty far there. But you had to be pretty happy about, though, as a team-wise, how high you guys placed there on Monday, their third place. And I believe you guys will be headed to Lakin on Friday.
No, they got canceled.
Okay. Never mind then. Okay, next Tuesday you'll go to Goodland there. So I knew it was scheduled for originally scheduled for tomorrow, but probably not a good day there. But what's the biggest thing that you're wanting to take out of this senior season?
Just trying to get in the 90s and, just drop my score, maybe even get in the 80s if I can.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out pretty well for you here. Once again, Connor Armendariz, senior, joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up throughout the year.
Yep, thank you.
All right, senior Connor Armendariz. And now it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Third place finish for you guys on Monday and down at Buffalo Dunes. I'd say that's a pretty good start to the season.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, obviously, first tournament, it's, going to Buffalo Dunes at a course that has a lot of, guys there to maintain it, and they get a lot of water on it in a time where there's not a lot of water. Mm-hmm. The greens, trying to adjust and try to figure out the speed was a little bit of a problem. But, when you're used to, trying to fly a ball all the way to the hole, playing in Scott, versus, allowing it to feed up there and kind of having that ability, with the greens being a little bit faster. It took some time to get used to, and not to say that we got used to it by any means, but the guys they battled, had a pretty nice day for it, really, and they even though we're going to get a lot better as far as our team score goes, which wasn't bad whatsoever. Last year we got third in the tournament. We just didn't tell anybody that there was only five teams there. This time there was 15. So, it was a much better, showing for our guys. And that first tournament always gives you kind of an idea of what you need to work on. They did so well. But this group is, not to say coachable, because they are coachable, but they help each other so well. And that's so, that's pretty cool to see.
Absolutely there. And, yeah, you guys weren't too far off even on the second place there. But I think that's something to shoot for there. And saw a lot of your league schools. I think Colby was probably the only one not there. So it's good to see kind of what you have for the league guy this year.
Yeah, it is. And, outside of Colby, we kind of have an idea. We'll get to see them up at Goodland next week. And, but the big thing when it comes to the golf season is your regional. So trying to find out, kind of where we fit in the mix, because this group actually has the ability, to win our regional. Mm-hmm. Phillipsburg, Norton, I'm not quite sure what they have, but the regional that we're in, our mindset is to win our regional and to qualify for state as a team. And, they know that, and they're pretty excited about it. So it's going to be a good year if we can ever get outside to practice. Unlike some of the other sports, I mean, tennis, I'm sure the ball doesn't go very far in this wind either. But when you hit a golf ball and it goes backwards, it's time to, pull the plug on outdoor practice. So, luckily, Brian Vogelmore allowed us to go in, and he's got a golf simulator. So it wasn't a complete wash for the day. Very appreciative for that. Our guys were able to get in there and get some swings in. So it was nice. you know, being able to do something on a day like this.
Well, you look ahead. Yeah, you're scheduled to go to Lakin tomorrow, but that's not going to happen for right now. Now you go Monday. Is it Monday? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. You go to Goodland there, and another 18-hole course for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's good playing at Buffalo Dunes and then Goodland. Very different setups. Buffalo Dunes, you can kind of spray it around and not have – you know, you're not too bad. You can kind of play it around the course. Goodland, you know, it's called Sugar Hills for a reason, you know, and there's a lot of trees on a lot of hills. So, I mean, if you get in the wrong spot, you know, you got to be able to control your ball a little bit better. But, yeah, two very nice courses, two courses that we're lucky to be able to play at. Unfortunately, you know, not being able to go to Lakin, now we're kind of looking around to try to find another tournament because they rescheduled theirs on that Tuesday that we're going to Goodland. So kind of looking around to fill that spot. But, I like where we're at. You know, we've got some good young guys. You know, Eli Lisenby he's first year out as a freshman, and he's got a really nice swing. And Jackson Rumford, you know, he's a very good player, very technically sound. And then we've got Kale and Jaden, Connor, Dylan. You know, we've got all these guys, and we've got a lot of guys that are going to be in that JV group that are going to be pushing for a spot on that varsity, you know, the varsity team. So, it's good to have that competition. You know, hopefully we just get a few days in a row where we can go outside and see it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Scott City Golf Team off to a good start heading to Goodland next Tuesday. And hopefully it's not too windy for you guys up there, but you never know. It's a different climate for sure.
For sure.
All right, well, thank you again, Coach. Appreciate it, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thanks, Adam.